children may go to the classes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just thank him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Come on, bless him one more time. Come on. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. I don't want to lose it. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Appreciate you coming out and setting the tone for the year with your attendance, setting your year out right, setting your time to dedicate it to God in moments, come on, like this, right here, right now. I just feel such a heaviness in the spirit, the sense of sense of understanding and appreciation of who he is and what he's done, and to know that things don't just happen by mistake, and how involved God is, how involved he is in your lives. I just pray that this awareness becomes greater in our hearts. Of the understanding of how much he wants to be involved in the daily routine of your life. And to feel and to understand the awareness of God. And to be awakened, quickened to all that he has. Oh, hallelujah, man. I don't know, you feel that tonight? Come on, hallelujah. You feel that tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to declare something. It's like every year we come, and as much as I said, well, I don't want to be like in a sense where that we all talk about how that I want to be better. We always start the year out with a game plan. And then you get punched in the mouth and you have to change everything. But emerging was in my heart. Like to merge and change came with that change to emerge to come out. And then God began to speak to my heart about Exodus, but Exodus means the coming out. And God began to speak to my heart about a few things, but I want you to know that emerging takes something. It's not easy to move out of one place and into another realm. It's sometimes hard to emerge, to get out. Come on, to move out to where you are. Sometimes I know intentions in our hearts is you see yourself somewhere, but it's sometimes hard to emerge out of a place. It's kind of like giving birth. That's good, thank you. It's kind of like giving birth. You know what they call giving birth? Labor. Come on, help me. It's called labor. And I think about that. I want you to know that sometimes our plans and our intentions are good, but I want you to know that when labor comes in, that you go in, that it messes things up a little bit, that you have intentions of doing, having everything together. Come on. You got your hair ready to go. You look good. But I want you to know that when you're giving labor, come on, amen, your hair don't stay that nice. Your makeup begins to run. You begin to move outside yourself. You begin to cry. And that moment of birthing causes something to change. It causes something to develop. It causes something that you can't control because it's bringing forth something, hallelujah, that's outside your control. It causes you to push. Come on, that's what emerging does. That's what birthing does. It causes you to push. It causes you to travail. It causes you to press, hallelujah. When you can't help it but press. You can't help it but push. It's instincts inside you. I want you to know that sometimes there's places in our lives that we end up becoming comfortable. But I want you to know that we can't stay in those places. Because you're going to get to a place where you're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to wonder why. But I want you to know it's God pushing you out of that place. It's God. I want you to know that God will place us in situations and put us in places. This is what God does. See, He'll put me in places that I'll become uncomfortable with, that I have to move out of. I have to change. Come on, amen. I got to change that I don't feel right in this place, but I got to press out of it. I got to move out of it. I just don't feel right. I want you to know that God will let us be in these places where that we feel weak. You feel vulnerable. I want you to hear this. He'll let you feel that way. Why? Because when you're weak, He's strong. When you feel like there's no hope, I want you to know He is hope. And it's in the midst of those places, in those places that you're pushing, that you feel like you've got to get out of that surrounding, whatever that is, that God will bring you to those places so that you don't depend. But sometimes you feel comfortable there. Come on, just like that baby, it feels comfortable in that place. But I want you to know that when it reaches this place where it doesn't fit there no more, you have to push. See, I want you to know that God loves us so much that He'll cause us to have to push. Because we don't fit there no more. You don't fit in that place no more. But it's just like the children of Israel. I want us to take a look at this and see that they didn't fit there no more. I want you to know that just like God brought them, sometimes God will bring you in places that you're meant to be for a while. Or in situations you're meant there for a while. They're there for you. But I want you to know that, see, God is continually moving. God is always developing. He doesn't stop. He's relentless. Give me a break sometimes, God. But He's always pulling me and stretching me, come on, that I might know Him, that I might know Him, that He has no equal. Come on, hallelujah. That He has no rivals. And the only way to do that is to come out of that comfort zone, out of that place where sometimes I feel comfortable, where it just feels good just to sit back. He won't let me sit back in a comfortable chair. I don't want to upset anybody, but sometimes I want you to know that God disrupts your plans. He's a God that disrupts things because He loves you. Because He wants Him to be the only one you depend upon. Not a situation or place or a person, but He wants to be the one. He wants to be the one and only in your life that you might know Him as one who has no equal, one who has no rival, and that you might know His powerful name. But it's letting go of those things. It's being in that vulnerable place where your makeup begins to run. But you're so weak that it doesn't matter. You just got to break out of that place. Get this out of me. I remember my wife's words. We got to get this out of me. It was no longer Kristen. It took over. I say that right. I called you Kristen. She called you it, but I called you Kristen. I want you to know. See, it doesn't matter. It didn't matter. See, you were at that desperate place. Sometimes God will place you in places that I want you to know that it seems like you feel like you're cursed. Tell someone you're not cursed. You're not cursed. Come on. The situation you're in, I want you to know we need to take a look at and know. Come on, I'm blessed and highly favored. And I want you to know why I am. Why that He might want me to press out of this place that I might know Him like I've never known Him. Everything. I want you to know that we go from one room to another room. I'm here to tell you. I want you to know that. That you go from that one room. Whether you're growing and you're experiencing, you're growing, you're getting nourishment. But I want you to know you can't stay in that womb. That when you leave that womb, you enter another womb. Come on, you enter another womb into another place where you begin to grow and you begin to transform, you begin to change. But when you leave that one place and you move into another womb, it's continual. It doesn't stop. I want you to know we continue to grow. Come on, amen. We get disrupted of our average routine because we like it easy. We like it smooth. We like to just cruise control. We like to just make it comfortable. I do. But God won't let us be that way. He disrupts us because He loves us. He wants you to know Him as though why? Because I want you to know that things aren't always comfortable. And He knows that. But He's our comforter. And in those moments, you'll know Him like no other. Because you've transformed. You've moved from one place to another. Tonight we're going to look at this and we're going to take this. This is going to go on. I just got for the first few verses of this, and I said, man, I can't do the whole thing. I just got to stop, and we're going to keep going with this. But it's Exodus. It's about coming out. And I began to think about this, that I want you to know that we always look at Exodus as a bad place. But I want you to know at the beginning, Joseph was brought there. He was placed to high standards. He was in a high place where he began to be an influence in that place. But it wasn't supposed to stay there forever. I want you to hear this and know this, that Joseph told his people, he says that God's going to visit you. Let me just read that for you real quick so you believe me. This is in Genesis. And I'll just read it real quick because we're going to go to Genesis 1, Exodus 1, if you can get that ready. It says, now therefore fear not, I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly of them. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt in his father's house. Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation, the children of Machir and the son of Manasseh, were brought up on Joseph's knees. There's a good place. Sounds like a place that, man, Daddy brought me here. I remember sitting on Papa's knee in this place. Come on. Sometimes those things become comfortable. Sometimes those things become things that are comfortable, that are powerful, that God will use them for a moment. But we can't let them be our crutch. Come on, hear me tonight. Sometimes we let those places that we experience God become that moment that we live in for the rest of our lives. But God doesn't want you to live in that moment. He wants you to live in the now. He wants you to experience Him now, right now. Amen? And it says, and Joseph said unto his brother, he says, I die and God will surely visit you. God will visit you. God will visit you. Say, God's going to visit you. And God will surely visit you and bring you out, say out, of this land and unto the land that He swore unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. And he says, and you shall carry my bones out of here. I want you to see something that Joseph even knew because he experienced God. He knew Him as having no rival or no equal. Come on. He knew Him because he went through birthing pains. He went through a transition in his life where he experienced God. He didn't stay in that one moment. He didn't stay at that place as knowing as a thief. Come on, amen. As trusting God to bring him through all the things that he went through in his life. All the rejection. Come on, all those different pains that he went in those places. And those were birthing places that they can realize that he couldn't rely on anybody but God. He had to trust God through that whole thing. When people denied him, rejected him, hurted him, broke his heart, he didn't stay there, come on, but he birthed out of that place and came into a new place. That he was able to come to the place where God intended him to be, that he could be used by God, that he could be the influence, that he could declare God in Egypt. But they weren't meant to stay there. I want you to know that they became comfortable there. But there was an experience that these people, while they were in bondage in this place, they weren't in bondage at first. Come on, hear me tonight. They weren't in bondage at first, and we can see this, and now these are the names of the children of Israel which came out of Egypt. Every man in his household came with Jacob. And it begins to speak of them: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Come on, I'm gonna declare something to you tonight. Are you all right? I want to read something to you, because I think it's powerful of these names that are declared here. So we begin to understand that there's birthings that take place. And every one of these people experienced a birthing, that something happened. And they've seen these things take place. Now listen, I know that sometimes birthing isn't comfortable, it's painful, it's travail. The Bible says that we labor to enter into rest. Come on, it's a labor sometimes to enter in, to leave the place of safety and comfort. But I want you to see something here. It says, and these are the names of the ones that came into Egypt, that were birthed in this place. And Judah means, now I will praise God. Reuben means, surely God has looked upon my affliction. Gad means, what good fortune. Asher means, happy am I. Naphtali means, with God, with great wrestlings have I wrestled. Manasseh means, for Elohim has made me forget my toil. Simeon means, because These are all birthings. Come on, amen. Hear this. Come on. These are all birthings, experiences that they didn't stay in that place, but because of these moments, something was birthed out of them. And it says, Levi now, and Simeon means because God has heard that I was hated and rejected. Levi means now is the time my husband will be joined unto me. Issachar means Elohim has given me my wages. Zebulun means Elohim has endowed me with good gift, and now I may dwell with him. Joseph means God shall add to me. And Benjamin means you shall have this son. But combine the names and you create a story. So I want you to know that the first one was just a birthing in a situation. But God continues to birth something in us. Continues to bring us out of things. Daily, He begins to bring us and draw us closer to Him. Causes us to break out of, because we can easily become comfortable in a situation, in an environment. But we got to be on our toes to know that God is drawing us closer to Him. Come on, God is pulling us and putting something within us. And sometimes the things that are around us aren't curses, but they're causing us to come up out of where we are, to come into who we are in Him, that we might know Him in the ways that they declared. But you put these names together and it declares something. Are you ready? These are all of them put together. And it says, now I will praise God. Surely God has looked upon my affliction. What good fortune, happy am I. With the great wrestlings have I wrestled, and I have prevailed. For Elohim has made me forget my toils, because God has heard that I was hated. Now this is the time the husband to be joined unto me. Elohim has given me my wages. Elohim has endowed me with good gifts. Now my husband will dwell with me. God shall add to me, and you shall have this son. Listen, that's a declaration. Those are all of them put together. Those birthings brought forth something out of it. It declared something. So the birthings that we go through, the wounds that we experience, are transitions. Come on. Sometimes you think you're going backwards. But I want you to know that we ought to realize that sometimes I'm just in the womb. I'm transitioning into another place. That we need to be aware of my surroundings and know and realize that God's with us. God's birthing. He's doing something in me. He's doing something in you. He's causing me to come and move towards Him. Amen? Listen, birthings are seasons. It's more than one birth. A womb is a place that we are shaped and formed. Stages of growth. There are stages of growth that I grow. Ecclesiastics. Listen, I'm going to give these to you, what God speaks about wombs. This is what He declares. Ecclesiastics 11:5. It says, thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so, thou knowest not the works of God who make you. See, it's in those places of vulnerable where I'm weak that He's strong. It's God's causing me to grow. And I'm letting Him cause me to grow, that I'm in that place that I don't want to question God, but I want to trust and know that what's going on inside of me, that God's forming me, God's building me. He says that I knew you from your mother's womb. I knew you from the womb. See, it's in the womb where God develops us. It's in the womb where God transitions us. It's in the womb where God causes us to come forth, to emerge into another place. It's in that place where we move out, that we begin to grow in that place, and you feel comfortable there. You don't want to leave that place. I remember with my daughter, that I want you to know that it doesn't matter. When the baby's ready to come, it doesn't matter if you're ready or not. Here it comes. I want you to believe that sometimes people feel that way. You feel uncomfortable, but I want you to know that it's maybe at that place that you can't stay in that place where you are. Not in a place, but in a place emotionally. You can't stay in that place, but you've got to move out of a place. You've got to break forth out of that place. You can't stay there no more. And you don't have no control of when it happens. It's going to come out of you. And I remember my daughter, that it was the wrong time. July 12th. It happened before that, though, and it happened across the street. I was reminding in my mind that there was the worst possible time that she could come, because I had a root canal.
Not now.
Delay your coming. See, but it didn't matter because she couldn't stay there no more. She grew her place. And she was coming out of that place. And I remember as I got my root canal done, and that night that I was at home, and the next day she was having a baby, my wife called me and says, my water broke. I'm going to the hospital. No, wait. No, that's not what we planned. You got to get your bag. You got to go get... Oh, what? Yeah, put this and this and this in there. See, it was pushing me. It wasn't what I pictured in my mind. It wasn't how I pictured my mind. It's all discombobulated now. Now I'm all out of whack. And not only that, but I wanted it to be special. And I was in pain. All I could think about was my head. Because she didn't get all the infection out. And my tooth hurt so bad. My head swelled. Double the size that it is now. With this infection. I couldn't do nothing about it because my baby's coming. My wife pushed so hard that her head swelled. And they used forceps on my daughter and her head was swollen. Invasion of the coneheads. But you see, there was just moments like that. There's moments like that that I want you to know that it was a transition, that I was going to be a daddy, whether I liked it or not. That here it comes. And it began to make me think about a story that I heard about T.D. Jakes. He says in his late age that they decided to have a baby, that maybe he was too old to have a baby, but it didn't matter because she got pregnant. And she got big, and big, and big, and bigger, and bigger, and bigger. She says she was so big, and they were in the service, and they were in a small little church, middle of nowhere in West Virginia. And a prophet come up to them, and he prophesied over them. And he says, the way that your pregnancy goes is the way your ministry goes. And he says, oh, that's good, thanks. He didn't realize that this was going to wreck everything. He was comfortable in West Virginia. It was okay just being there. But as the baby was ready to come, it didn't give any warning. The water broke. And when the baby came forth, it was so big, 21 inches long, 12 pounds, that when this baby came forth, that it broke, split her pelvis. And it shattered all of her core, all of her structure. As that baby came forth. And as they were together, she walked out with a walker. She had to learn to walk again. She had to learn to rehab and to get all better again. And he's thinking, how's the way this goes? My ministry goes. And he's laying in bed one night, and God told him, he says, that he was to move to Dallas. And as he was laying in bed, he was scared. He was afraid. He acted like he had it all together. But that was comfortable where he was. And God was telling him to do something. He was uncomfortable. You can't stay here no more. You can't live here no more. This is not where you're meant to be. He couldn't live there no more. He was lying in bed. He was crying out to his wife. And his wife left the pillow, turned over to her side. She goes, I had my baby, now you have yours. I want you to know that, see, just like the ministry, it broke the structure of everything that he thought he was supposed to be. It destroyed the whole foundation. Just like it broke her out, it broke him out. Sometimes God will break the structure of what you think is supposed to be a certain way. You got to let it break. You got to let it go. You got to let it come when God says it's going to come. You can't deny it when God says it's coming. You need to let it come. You need to let it go. You can't find the perfect place in time. But God, I'll be ready then. God, I'll be ready. I'll get everything ready. I'll be ready for you. God's calling us now. God's saying, come up higher now. I'm not going to delay another year. I need to come up higher now. I need to reach for him like I never did before. I never need the praises of God be in my lips. I need to come up. I need to move on. I need to come for where I was. Those things were experiences and those were different wounds. But God's bringing me and breaking us out into a new place. A new experience with him. I'm here to tell you it doesn't stop. You keep entering another womb. But it's a good thing. Because every one of those wounds created a story that you got with God. That you know God. That you've experienced God. And see, I want you to know that those children, see, they had a great heritage. But Joseph knew you can't stay here. I want you to know that don't get comfortable here. Because if you do, it'll cause you to become a slave to it. You'll become a slave to that moment. Where it was good in Egypt for a while. But I want you to know, God says, I'm not going to let you depend on Egypt no more. I got something for you. You're going to go into a new land that's yours. Not theirs, yours. It was good for a moment. But now it's time to transition. It's time to be birthed into something new. That's what God's declaring to them. See, as they looked like it was a curse, I want you to know that God was causing things to happen around them because He loved them. He cared for them. Sometimes the things happen in our life and we wonder why this and this. And sometimes if we just would have transitioned, if we just would have broke out when God declared it to us. Come on. There's been times in my life where I knew that God was telling me to move or this or that, and I delayed. Because of it, caused delay, it caused me to be bound to something. Kept back, held back. Sometimes it's in relationships, it's experiences, it's forgiveness, it's whatever those things are that will hold you back. Those can become birthing moments that you have a story to declare what God did through you in your weakest moment. That God brought you great victory. Isaiah 44. Thus saith the Lord, I've made thee and I've formed thee in the womb. He says, fear not. Amen. Being formed in a womb. Can't stay in one place. Come on, amen. You can't stay in one place. I'm going to look at James. I got a couple of scriptures that I just want you to hear tonight. You okay? Somebody believe this tonight? This is James 1. It says, consider it not nothing but joy. We talked about this before. Is that you're suffering. Sometimes he says, consider it joy. We got a kick out of it because you can't say that sometimes we consider our sufferings joy. In the midst when my wife's makeup's running, come on, amen, that she's in her weakest moment crying out with pain, that it would become the greatest moment. So I just want to share something that, see, it was in the midst of that moment, because of this moment, see, she didn't realize that her giving birth to her daughter was going to be the thing that caused her to come up higher. It was the thing that caused her to be who she is now. It was because of that moment. Because of that birthing. She realized that this was the thing that when she gave birth and she had this baby, that well, this is what she needed in her life. This is what she was longing for. Come on, amen. Even though it hurts and the pains, but in the midst of it, she looked at the baby and she seen this baby and realized that it was what was in her heart. And she realized that this is what God intended, that she trusted God. She gave birth. It brought joy. Consider it not suffering, but joy. In your present sufferings. He says, brothers and sisters, whenever you fell into various trials, be assured that the testing of your faith through experience produces endurance, leading to spiritual maturity and inner peace. And let the endurance have its perfect result and do through work so that you may be perfect and completely developed in your faith and lacking nothing. Wow. That it caused you to endure. That birthing in that womb. Something happens inside of us. Something's taken place. Romans. Through him, we also have access by faith into this remarkable state of grace in which we firmly and safely or securely stand. Let us rejoice in our hope and our confident assurance, experiencing and enjoying the glory of our great God, the manifestation of His excellent power. And not only this, but with joy, let us exult in our sufferings, and rejoice in the hardship, knowing that the hardship, the stress, and the pressure and trouble produces patience, endurance, and endurance, proven character, spiritual maturity, and proven character, hope and confidence and assurance and eternal salvation. Such hope is in God's promises. Never disappoints us, because God's love has been abundantly poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So I want you to know that something happened. It continued. Endurance, patience. It builds something within us, a maturity within us. Something begins to break out of us through those moments. You can't stop it, like I said, no matter where you are. Listen. And the souls came out of the loins of Jacob, and 70 souls. Joseph was in Egypt. Joseph died, and all the generations of children of Israel were fruitful, and they increased abundantly and multiplied, and they waxed exceedingly mighty in the land, and they were filled with them. And there arose a new king. Say, new king. He don't have the same agenda. He also is coming to disrupt things, but I want you to know that God has put him there to disrupt things. Come on. Sometimes God puts people in your life to disrupt you, to dislodge you. Something to make you kind of a thorn in your flesh. To make you realize that you've got to move. Come on, amen. To maybe put a kink in your back or something to cause you disruption or cause you frustration. Come on, amen. Come on, you've had people in your life that have done that to you. Come on, that just irritates you to no end. But I want you to recognize and realize maybe God brought you there so that it can birth something out of you. Maybe God put that person with you or maybe placed you in that situation so that you can bring forth something out of it. Out of the midst of your pain, that your pain will pay you, that you don't have to pay your pain. I'm tired of paying pain, but I want my pain to pay for me. Come on, amen. I want my pain to pay. Come on, amen. I want the result of what I went through. Come on, to value something, to be worth something that you could take hold of, that it can be valuable to you, each one of you, from the experiences that we have. The same thing that I birthed, that you could take hold of, it's tangible, that you could see the reality of God and what God has done in my life, that you can experience it. That's when your pain pays. That when you don't let your pain take a hold of you and stop you from letting God get the glory out of it. Sometimes it's easy to sit back in that place and to feel like, well, I just don't want to go on. I have an excuse. Absolutely. I got so many excuses that I could give to God and to give you why I can't leave the place that I'm in because of pain. But I want you to know, in the weakest moment, He's strong. Let Him be strong. Let Him be God. Let Him be real and experience it. That you could taste and see the Lord is good. That you can look at one another and say, God's good. I've seen what you've been through. I've watched what you came out of. I've seen what was birthed out of you. I've seen what came out of the tremendous situation that you were in, but you birthed something out of it, and God be the glory. That's the reality of it. And it says, now there arose a king which knew not Joseph. He didn't know the ways of Joseph, but they knew. Come on, amen. We have no excuse. Come on, you know God. Amen. Are you all right with me? See, I'm happy and I know it. See, I scratched it out because at first I wrote that this came come to disrupt things, but I stopped and I realized that it wasn't the king disrupting things, but it was God disrupting things. God disrupts your plans. We got to be real. Come on, amen. God will disrupt your plans. Sometimes we think it's the enemy, but God might be disrupting some things in our life that we become comfortable with. They become comfortable being in that place. They didn't realize that they were slaves. They become comfortable where they were. They were dependent upon the king to be their source of strength and everything around them. And God's disrupting it, saying, not my people, come on, not my child. I'm not going to let you stay in that place. I'm not going to let you be there. But I'm going to disrupt it. And you might think it's hard, but it's real love. This is love. You can't stay there. It's comfortable, God. Can't stay there. I feel good here, God. No, you can't stay there. And he said unto the people, behold the people, the children of Israel. He says, they are more and mightier than we are. See, I want you to know that he realized how mighty they were, but they didn't know how mighty they were. I want you to realize and know that. Your enemy knows how mighty you are. We need to know how mighty we are. We need to find our strength in Him. We need to realize how strong I am in God. Greater is He that is in me than he that's in Egypt. Come on, amen. The enemy knows that. Greater is He that if you realize how great He is in you. Come on, amen. What He wants to birth in you. Come on. Will change things. Transform things. Break things. Trample the head of the enemy. Come on, let us deal wisely with them. Let us, lest they multiply. Don't let them multiply. Come on, don't let them multiply. And he says, lest they multiply. And then it comes to pass that when we fall out of war, that they will join with our enemies and fight against us and get them up out of the land. Therefore, they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built Pharaoh treasures and cities and Pithion, the ransom. Listen, they were paying for the pain. They were paying for the pain. Out of the midst of this thing, they were paying for it. They were letting their pain cost them dearly. And God was saying, I'm not going to let you stay in this place. Amen? But growth disrupts us. And it says, but more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied. It says, the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve them with rigor. Sometimes it feels like that. Come on. It says, the Egyptians made the children of Israel serve them with rigor, and they made their lives bitter in bondage. They had mortar and bricks and made service the fields and service and made to serve again with rigor. And the king of Egypt spoke to the Hebrew midwives. Let me make it plain to you. He began to declare the midwives. He says, we got to get these males out of the way. We got to take them out. That they will not be able to give birth anymore. That they will not be able to produce seed. Because if they produce something, if they give birth anymore, we're done. He says, so he took the midwives in. Would you come on up, Dan? Thank you, praise the name. So they brought the midwives in. Come on, all the praise team, come on up here. And he told them, he says, and when the baby, we're about ready to give birth. Come on, I want you to hear this. When you're about ready to give birth, when that baby comes out and it's a male, he says, I want you to kill that baby. I want you to kill that baby. And the midwives, they knew in their heart. I want you to hear this. I want you to understand that in the midst of this whole thing, where the enemy is trying to disrupt, that God's bringing something here, that God will place somebody in your life. God has the Holy Spirit within you. That as much as the enemy is trying to disrupt it, that God is trying to bring you into something new. And though it looked like it was a bad situation because of this, out of the midst of this thing, God spoke to these midwives. I want you to get this picture. He spoke to them in their hearts, and they knew not to go against God, trying to separate that which helps you to get through. That's what a midwife does. A midwife is that one that tries to press you in through your birthing. This is my heart. I just want you to get this, the whole thing. He says, I want you to, in this moment, he says that this is the one that God's going to place in your life. Come on, the Holy Spirit has done that in our hearts, so we got to hear His voice, that He's placed it, that come on, that He's saying pressing us, and the enemy wants to separate us, that we don't hear the voice of the Holy Spirit bringing us through that place. I want you, as much as the enemy has tried to destroy, try to snuff you out, try to separate, I want you to see right here that you're here. Come on, you're here. You're still here. Tell someone I'm still here. And I want you to see that, listen, that declaration was, but you're going to give birth, that you're going to go, you're going to do this thing, that you're not going to give up, but we're going to bring this thing forth. And they denied, and they didn't do what the enemy told them to do. But they gave birth. They gave birth. Listen, As much as we hear and know that Egypt was a place of limit, had limits, confinement. The enemy wants to keep you there. He wants you not to birth, not to break forth out of that. But I just feel that the Holy Spirit is pressing us, declaring into us to see us through. To get you through that. I want you to know that moment you're in right now. Everybody here is in a womb, in a place in your life where that God wants to birth you into another realm. Into a greater place of knowing Him. Into a bigger dimension. To break out of limitations. See, Egypt was limit. There were boundaries. It was confinement. And the enemy wants you to stay there. But I want you to know, here's what God does. He will come and invite you out of that place. I want you just to think. Just stand your feet. This is what He did. Jesus was walking in the midst, just like a midwife. See, His disciples, some of His disciples were standing on the beach. And they were doing their average thing. But they were about ready to be able to birth out of one place to go to another place. Just like us. Come on. Just like the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart. It's time to come up. It's time to go out. It's time to press out. It's time to move on beyond where you are right now. No more excuses. No more delays. I'm just going to move. I'm just going to jump in. I'm going to break out of this comfort place where I am. And trust God like I've never trusted Him. And this is what these disciples faced. Because He went up to them and He says, come follow me. I've never met you before. I really don't know who you are. But He walked up in something. The Spirit of God was causing them to press on. Something within you says, man, I need to break out of here. I can't stay here another year. And as though they were comfortable, because it says they left behind their nets, their business, that place of comfort. And it says they just didn't stay there, but He walked over to another group of disciples that were there. They weren't disciples, but they're fishermen. And it says that He said to them, come and follow me. Come and follow me. Break out of this womb and come to the next dimension. And when He said that to them, He told them to come and follow me. He called their names. And it says they left their father. They left their boats. He disrupted things. That's what God does. He disrupts things. But not for a bad way. I want you to understand that He'll disrupt things to bring you into a higher level. To know Him. And those men experienced God. They experienced the risen Savior. They experienced Him walking on water. They experienced Him feeding the multitudes. They watched Him cause the dead to come up out alive. They disrupted the normal complacency place where they were for something supernatural. Something amazing. That's what God does. But it's trusting to step out of that comfort zone and to trust God that you know Him with no equal and no rival. Come on, let's sing that. Come on, just sing that with me.
No rival, you have no equal.
You have no rival. You have no equal.
just pray that each one of us, hallelujah, we'd be guided by the Holy Spirit to bring forth and to birth and to come out of one place into what you've called us to, or to move into from one realm to another, God, that we trust you. That we know you greater in the next dimension, in the next realm, that we continue to increase faith upon faith, glory upon glory, as you reveal yourself to us. I just pray that each one of us, let God reveal himself to you. Let him to make himself real. That's what God desires. So I pray right now that each one of us becomes aware of your reality and the truth of what some things we think are being disruptions to our plan, but they're your plans, and we trust you in the midst of it. And we thank you. We thank you for this year. We thank you for what's to come, and we give you glory that you will plow through, and you will be our confidence, and we will declare with all of our heart that we are. In Jesus' name. Amen. Encourage somebody. Bless somebody. I think there's some treats downstairs. So come on. Be encouraged. Amen. Come on back next week and hear the rest of the story.